You're listening to the 1% Factor podcast with Coach Shakina, where I talk about how small changes and insights can have the greatest impact over time. Whether it's in life or business, you'll learn principles and strategies that, when implemented, will help you grow your business and design a lifestyle that's in alignment with who you are and fuels your purpose, passion, and vision. My friend has the greatest discipline I've ever seen in person. Now, she's currently on a health and fitness journey. So far, she's lost about 20 pounds since she started about 8 months ago. Now, she wakes up early and exercises on the days when she could really use the extra sleep. Now, if she forgets to meal prep at the beginning of the week, you can actually find her preparing her meals during her lunch break. She'll even walk for 30, 40 minutes at 2 a.m. if she needs to. She attends in-person trainings during the week and boot camps on the weekends. And if they're not available, she's going to opt in for virtual sessions, or at least her personal trainer will opt her in for virtual sessions. But she weighs her food, she logs her meals, she plans her day. And, you know, some days she stares lovingly at a pack of brownies before consuming them, okay? But yet some people only see the brownies she wasn't supposed to eat. Now, before this, my friend made a decision to improve her overall health no matter what it took. She had reasons, she had goals. And in the beginning, she wasn't always running at 2 a.m. She wasn't always preparing or prepping her meals or weighing her food. And there's no perfect days. And most days, it's hard. She's fighting an internal battle that no one else can see. But she's also winning an internal battle that no one else can see. When you begin to make changes in your life, some people won't be able to see the changes you're making because it's not significant enough for them to acknowledge. Some people will expect more from you. Some people will expect some dramatic change. But most times, a lot of the times, you're going to need to remind yourself that you're in it for the long-term gain. So in knowing that, you continue to push through and you encompass all of the feelings that you have when you don't feel fully supported. On the days where there is no motivation, discipline will move you forward. Not without some complaints or a few profanities, but it'll move you forward nonetheless. My friend exercises when she doesn't feel like it, even when her body hasn't fully recovered from the last exercise, even when there's no support to rekindle that fire within her. But she continues on every day, and every day she gets closer to the goal that she set for herself. Success is incremental. It's action biased. And once you understand that, no one else needs to. And yes, as you start, you're going to falter in your consistency. You're supposed to. You're fighting an internal battle with yourself that no one else can see. They can't fight it for you, and they can't understand it for you. You're rewriting all the crap that has been programmed in your mind, and your mind doesn't want to give it up. It doesn't like that. So it's not going to be easy. And at first, you won't be able to see the changes that you're making. And yet, at some point along the way, you're going to notice that you're getting more consistent and closer to the goal that you've set. And that noise from the mind clutter that you have is getting quieter. You're becoming intentional. Your actions are specific. Your vision has narrowed. Your voice has softened because there's no longer a need to shout in order to be heard. Your actions speak for you at this point. And you no longer care about what other people are saying because it has nothing to do with you. You realize it has nothing to do with you and everything to do about how they view the world. And before you realize it, your disciplined self has finally arrived. And that wraps up another episode of the 1% Factor podcast. If you'd like to experience more of this and want to learn how to build a calm, intentional, and impactful business outside of the hustle culture society we live in, go to thefocusceo.co/1%.